Democratic State Representative Bill Patman says it's time for public schools to encourage students to take part in religious education.
It's an attempt on our side to give exposure to God and religion, which seemingly has been completely exercised from our schools.
Patman is sponsoring a bill that would allow students to take a religion class at another school, then get academic credit for it at their public school. Patman says there are a couple of good reasons why children who go to public schools should be able to get credit for their religious work.
The child will be able to select what they want to learn about. That's one. Two, it would be off campus and not in the classroom as a way of, you know, trying to influence someone one way or another. This is an elective. This is choosing yourself. And that is, I think, the important part of this that people need to understand. We're not forcing this on anybody. We're saying there should be a choice, though.
The American Civil Liberties Union of Ohio opposes the idea. A spokesman for the group, Gary Daniels, says it could cause confusion for students who take religion classes that directly contradict with what they learn in science class, for example. And Daniels says there are unintended consequences to consider here.
Me that the way this bill is written, the school is almost powerless to stop any number of religious lessons, religious teachings, spreading of the faith. They're going to be mandated to award credit for this type of thing. And when you start talking about the whole host of religious beliefs, faith, denominations that are out there, everything from Christianity to Scientology to ancient European religions, Vikings, Rastafarians, and Satanists, and all these other types of things. The legislation, certainly, in a constitutional framework, cannot start picking and choosing who it's going to award credit based on the religion or the religious faith.
Patman emphasizes his bill does not require school districts to pay for the classes or pay for the transportation to and from the classes. The U.S. Supreme Court does allow for students to take time out of school for religious training, but the ruling that allows that practice does not specify that public school districts need to give credit for those classes. Joe Ingles at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.